everyone. My name is Rachel, and you have not heard me before on this podcast. I am not new to this podcast. I have just been spending most of my time behind the scenes. But Bridget is not with us today because we decided to try something new. We'd love to start sprinkling in some story time with little ones on the podcast. This would be a great way for them to practice their storytelling skills and for the seniors who listen to get some fun stories. Now, we would love your feedback on this newest addition to the podcast. Do you like it? Yes or no? Let us know. Now, to kick us off, my daughter E is going to help us read a story. She is going to read for you on one story, and then she's asked me to help her read my first Night Before Christmas book. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Elena, what are we going to read today?
Mommy Bear's My Chair.
Good.
Chapter 1.
My Bear Can't Sleep.
Chapter 2.
My Bear Can't Eat.
Chapter 3.
My Bear Can't Build.
Play.
Chapter 4.
My Bear Can Ride.
Chapter 5.
My Bear Can Read.
Chapter 6.
My Bear Can Swim.
Chapter 7.
My Bear Can Swim.
Chapter 8.
My Bear Can Drive.
Awesome. That was such good reading. Now, what holiday or season are we in? What is that?
Christmas!
It is Christmas time. Should we read a Christmas story too?
Yeah.
Which one? My first Night Before Christmas or this Night Before Christmas?
This Night Before Christmas.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Say, what are we going to read today?
Okay, what are we going to read today?
My First Night of Christmas. Before Christmas.
Good job.
Look, his beard.
Okay, let's read the story.
Soft beard.
What are they?
What is this thing?
You ready?
Yes.
Let's show pictures, too. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
Look, there's some ornaments.
Yeah, pretty ornaments. While visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lovely and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick.
Saint Nick.
Make a jump page.
Ah, reindeer.
And who's this?
Santa. So. But his name is Saint Nicholas, too.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Coppin, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
Look, reindeer.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings that turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." The end. Alright, now what should we say? To say goodbye to our friends.
Merry Christmas!
Elderly Care is brought to you by Unconditional Care Senior Services, hosted by Bridget Boyd, CEO and founder, and me, Rachel Livingstone. Be sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Unconditional Care and on our website at unconditionalcarenow.com. Let's chat soon.